Earlier, you mentioned the importance of having Singaporeans speak as one voice so that we can be credible members of the international community. And now we have someone overseas who is casting aspersion, making allegations against the country, its policies, the government, etc., etc., in the form of Mr. Lee Hsien Yang. And of course, you know, with him gaining the political asylum from the UK, it seems to imply that the UK sort of agree with him, that whatever his allegations that were being made are true. So how has that sort of affected, has it put a dent to the relations that we have with the UK? If he has, what are we going to do about it? And of course, what else do you have to say about that?
Well, I can't speak for the UK government and its decisions on political asylum. That's for the UK to, these are decisions for the UK government to make. But I met Mr. Keir Starmer at Chogham. We had a good conversation. We didn't talk about this particular matter. We have a strategic partnership with the UK. We have many areas of cooperation to work on. And we think that there will be opportunities for us to strengthen the relationship further, especially as we mark 60 years of diplomatic ties next year. Where Mr. Lee Hsien Yang is concerned, he has made allegations which the government has responded fully to. I cannot control what he says or does, but there are no legal restrictions on him and his wife or his son. They are free to come back to Singapore. I cannot control what he says when he is abroad, but whatever his actions, they will not distract me and my team from focusing on the core issues that are important to Singaporeans, which means taking care of Singaporeans' livelihoods, advancing our standards of living, and making sure that we continue to build a better future for ourselves.